The game is in the books, and the Dwight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks Radio postgame show is on the air on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Charlie Remeliotis.
Welcome in to the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. I'm your host, Charlie Remeliotis, here at the United Center. The Blackhawks fall in a heartbreaker to the Montreal Canadiens 3-2, giving up a goal with 15 seconds left in regulation. Unfortunately, aren't able to push this into overtime. Because we had an extended pregame show with the Centennial on-ice ceremony, we're going to have an abbreviated postgame show tonight, so we're only going up to 9:30, stay tuned for that. I'm going to swing over to my right and bring in Steve Conrad, who is pinch-hitting for our guy, Troy Murray. Feels like the obvious storyline of this was the penalties. The Hawks committed, I don't even know how much, 10 minor penalties. Montreal had 10 power plays in this game to Chicago's 4. You mentioned it was a great showing by the penalty kill, but unfortunately that's a quarter of the game, or a third of the game, essentially trying to kill penalties, and you're gonna have a hard time winning with that recipe.
Yeah, and that's true, and not all of them were deserved, but that's unheard of. 10 minor penalties against the team. Jeff Blashill, you know, I was watching his reactions, especially in the third period, and it was almost a sarcastic smile, like, "Are you kidding me?" I talked to some scouts, and you know, I try not to blame referees. They've got the toughest job in any sport, I think, NHL referees. But that was a little too one-sided. I just thought there was some 50. And we had, I don't know if it was Wyatt Kaiser.
Wyatt Kaiser.
Said, you know, there was some 50-50 calls out there. They were going against them and none against the Montreal Canadiens. So enough of the excuses, though. If I'm Jeff Blashill, I'm pretty happy with this effort. You know, Montreal now, they've got two quality wins. They spanked the Detroit Red Wings. They beat Chicago here late in this hockey game. They made the playoffs last year, so they're a good team. The Blackhawks were right there. And like I said, I thought Connor Murphy had a quiet, solid game. Sam Rinzel was a standout. Nick Foligno, the captain, did a fantastic job all throughout. Makhachev, especially in that first couple of periods when they're killing a ton of penalties, he was a real difference maker out there too. So, a lot of positives. Spencer Knight was very good. I think they should feel good about this game. I mean, they're right there. And, you know, one bad shift. And I talked about defensive coverage. That was certainly a problem last year with this team. I thought the defensive coverage was outstanding through basically 59 minutes and 45 seconds. And then they got running around a little bit, and it cost them.
What do you think the message is Jeff Blashill is saying inside the locker room? Is it, hey, we were too undisciplined tonight? Or is it, hey, calls didn't go our way, but we still have to find a way to not commit as many penalties, like, because there were some ticky-tacky calls for sure.
Yeah,
but I'm sure you've been in many locker rooms and hearing the coach's message. I don't know if they want to project that to the guys. It's more
right.
Like, how do we prevent that from happening again?
That's a great question. I think part of it is there's some penalties you just can't take. And Sam Lafferty took a couple of minor penalties. One of them, he just stuck his stick between the legs of the Montreal Canadiens player. You know, as soon as a guy takes a stride, he's going to go down. You know, a stick is between his legs. That happened a couple of times. It happened to Connor Murphy, actually, too. And at first, I thought it was a ticky-tacky call. On the replay, though, the player just didn't fall by himself. He was tripped by the stick of Connor Murphy. So, you know, that all being said, just be aware of your stick. Stick on puck, but not stick between legs. And that happened a number of times tonight. And especially when you're 200 feet away from your own net. You know, when I saw that penalty by Crevier coming to the aid of Frank Nazar, you love killing those kind of penalties because that's a guy sticking up for another guy.
Right.
And they did. I believe they killed that penalty. And that's the other thing, we didn't talk about. Chicago refuses to be pushed around. I'm sure they're one of the youngest teams in the NHL.
Yeah, third youngest.
They are. Okay. Yep. So they're not going to be pushed around, and they proved it in Boston. I think they proved it again here tonight. So that brings a team together. That solidifies the culture of a hockey team, and I think that's going to make these guys stronger.
I love what you said there. Every time we hear Stanley Cup winning teams or just in other sports, they always say the closer we were off the ice, the better we were on the ice. Like, usually that translates into the on ice. And I've loved what I've seen the last couple games, especially in Boston even Connor Bedard said after the game, we're not going to take any you-know-what from anyone this year. And when you got Connor doing that and then going up against, you know, he kind of brought it upon himself. He flicked the puck into Alexander Carrier, and then Josh Anderson comes in, and Connor's getting in Josh Anderson's face, who Josh Anderson is not a guy I would want to mess with, but Connor didn't back down. So it is, I like seeing that feistiness, like, hey, we're not going to be pushed around this year, and Nazar taking that big hit in the neutral zone. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but typically when you see guys, if Frank Nazar took a big hit in the neutral zone, when you see other teammates start swarming the other guy, I think that's indicative of how much they appreciate and love a guy like Nazar off the ice. Is that correct?
That's a great point. You know, it's like your brother. If you see your brother get beat up, you're going to be right there. And listen, I think that was a clean hit. I believe it was Gooley. I believe that it was a clean hit. But Crevier, hey, didn't like it. Maybe thought he went over the line. You didn't have to hit him that hard. So he came in there and ended up taking the extra penalty. But that brings guys together. And now Frank Nazar knows, okay, these guys have my back. And, you know, now I can maybe go out there and make some plays and not have to be worried about being steamrolled because, you know, we are a brotherhood. We are a band of brothers. And you know, even though they lost the game, I think there's a good feeling in that dressing room. Yeah, it sucks that you didn't get any points. But games like this bring teams together.
The other part about the 10 power plays for the Canadiens, not only does it mean the Hawks are on the kill for that amount of time, but that's 10 power play opportunities for Montreal. That's taking away a guy like Connor Bedard hitting the ice, right? And so it's like it keeps your star players off the ice from generating offense. I'm just looking at the score sheet. Connor somehow still ended up with 18 minutes of ice time, and he spent 4 of the minutes in the penalty box. So he must have, his average time on ice was 54 seconds. I mean, it's, but still, Montreal having that many power play opportunities, that means less ice time for Connor. And I think if you're Chicago, that's also got to be a message. Like, we don't want to be on our heels all game, but also it's preventing us from getting our star players to initiate.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. I noticed after 2 periods, Connor only had 10 minutes, so it looks like he got 8 minutes in that third period. So Jeff Flaschel was literally getting him out of there, getting him on the ice every second shift. What it also does is, I mean, it tires your penalty killers, yes, but there's other skilled guys who don't kill penalties who get out of their rhythm. And you know, skilled players need the reps. They need to be out there, you know, at least every third or fourth shift, and you want to get that sweat going. You're killing 20 minutes in penalties. I mean, that's a full period where you're sitting doing nothing, and that's what happened to some of these skilled guys. Didn't think Ryan Donato had a particularly good game tonight, and there's a skilled guy who you count on to score. What did he have, 31 goals last year? He just didn't seem like himself tonight, and maybe part of it was because, hey, listen, he's not a big penalty killer, and he wasn't getting out there a heck of a lot. Don't want to make excuses for him, but that sometimes does happen.
Last one for you. It was the centennial season home opener. You were one of 60 alumni that were in the building tonight. What was that like, reconnecting with old friends, old faces, old teammates, and just being a part of that celebration on the ice this earlier before the game?
Yeah, well, first off, thank you to Danny Wirtz, the Wirtz family, the entire Blackhawks organization. They treated us like royalty. We went to dinner last night at Swift & Sons. Some guys, a guy like Bobby McGill, who I played with back in the late 80s, early 90s, I haven't seen him in 30 years. Saw him. And it's funny how it's probably like a high school reunion or maybe a college reunion where you haven't seen somebody forever, but you're such close friends. You just get together and magic happens. And we could have been at McDonald's and we still would have had a great time. But we were at Swift & Sons. Shout out to them because the food was outstanding. The Wirtz family. All the coaches were there. A bunch of the players were there, too. It was great catching up with, you know, Jeremy Roenick and Chris Chelios, who I see quite a bit here. But, you know, Dave Mackey and Brian Noonan. The list goes on and on. Mike Eagles, I hadn't seen in 35 years. And those were all big parts of the Chicago Blackhawks history. So it was great. And then being on the ice, I mean, you know, I was back at the old Madhouse, the Madhouse in Madison, and that got loud. When Jim Cornelison was singing the national anthem, I had goosebumps. It was just, and you could feel the energy. So that's probably what I miss most about being in hockey is just that anticipation and just feeding off the energy of the crowd.
Well, we missed you in our Blackhawks broadcast booth. It was great to have you back pinch hitting for our guy, Troy Murray. You did a great job as always. I have always been a fan of your work when you are on NHL Network as well, and so you represent Chicago well. So it was great to have you in here.
Charlie, so kind of you. I missed you at Greek Fest this year.
I know. We got to get you back next year.
I'll definitely be back. First, Father, who's Father?
Father Kristen, Father Peter?
Father Peter.
Yeah.
Say hi to Father Peter for me.
I will. All right. That is the great Steve Conroyd. We're going to have more coming up on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. It's going to roll on after this on 720 WGN.
Evans against Nazar. Nazar wins the draw. Tara Vinen to Renzel. Right circle closes and fires. He scores! His first National Hockey League goal. Sam Renzel fired a laser into the top left corner of the Canadian net over the blocker of Montembeau, and we're tied at one.
Back here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. That call you heard was Sam Renzel scoring his first career NHL goal here at the United Center in the home opener. He was one of the guys I thought would have a pretty good game. Had a little bit of a tough road trip against Florida and Boston, so I felt like he was going to put himself on the national map on Hockey Night in Canada, national TV game over in Canada on Sportsnet. I thought he played terrific. Let's get to tonight's Ice Times, which are sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. Sam Renzel led the way, 25-58 of ice time for all skaters, not just the Blackhawks. I thought he was noticeable in this game. He only had three shot attempts, two of them on goal, and obviously one found the back of the net. But I was impressed by Sam Renzel. We were talking to Jeff Blashill, I believe it was in Boston after the Florida game, and Renzel had logged almost 26 minutes of ice time, and Blashill had acknowledged that that's probably too much ice time for him, and they want to scale that back. And I believe in the Boston game, Renzel logged just under 20 minutes of ice time, and I think that might be too low. And so I think they're going to try to find a sweet middle ground in the 22, 23, maybe 24 minutes for Renzel. It kind of in that sweet spot is as the average. And then, of course, if there are power play opportunities where the Hawks have, you know, five power plays in a game, obviously he's going to get more ice time because he's the top ranked, or he's the top quarterback on that unit. And so he was a horse out there. Connor Bedard, I mentioned, had 18:23 of ice time, which was, I believe, doing this quick math, was second among forwards. Frank Nazar just ahead of him at 18:28. I thought the two of them were clicking again. Nazar had two assists. Nazar, by the way, is on a three-game point streak to open the season. Two of those games are multi-point efforts, and it should have been three, because if he would have buried that chance in overtime against Boston, it would have been a goal and an assist in each of the first two games, and then two assists in this game. So Frank Nazar has been unbelievable, and by the way, also Frank Nazar drew two penalties in this game. So if you're Minnesota Wild GM Bill Guerin, who is the general manager for Team USA at the Olympics this year, boy, Frank Nazar is certainly playing his way into that conversation as someone to watch for and potentially include on that roster. All right, we got more to get to here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. Hopefully we'll get some sound coming from the locker room, but we're running a little tight on this postgame show, so we'll see if we can get to it. That's coming up next right here on 720 WGN.
Down beside the net again, now right wing corner. The Terravine on top of the right circle of the slot. Nazar, he should just score! And this may have been tipped by Connor Bedard into the net. Either way, it's a power play goal, and the Hawks have tied it at two. It is going to be Connor Bedard's goal.
Back here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Indeed, it was a goal by Connor Bedard. Frank Nazar's shot from the point went off of Connor Bedard, his second goal in as many games, second goal of the season, and that came on the power play for Chicago. Blackhawks captain spoke to the media just a short time ago to talk about this 3-2 loss to Montreal. Let's hear what the Blackhawks captain had to say.
That many penalties, how much of a toll does that take? Guys going out there and the energy running out.
Yeah, well, it's not a recipe for winning hockey, right? So, I mean, we can complain about it all, but it's stay out of the box and understand we're a really good 5-on-5 team, and that's how we're going to get our momentum.
Do you
Connor mentioned in Boston, you guys don't want to take him. There's kind of a line, I guess. How much of it are you happy that there is more of that mentality, and then also that maybe it went a little too far tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's just hockey. It's emotions, and I mean, there's no line other than you stand up for yourselves. And I thought we did a great job of that. I mean, Louis jumping in and after a hit on Frank and other countless times where guys are, you know, coming after our best players, and you know, you have to stand up for one another regardless of how the game's going. And I think that builds a culture in here, an understanding of the pride that you wear this sweater and the pride that you have in this locker room for each other. And you know, it's nice to see.
Yeah, one of your best moral victories, but I guess for three consecutive games to be in it and not to finish it off.
Yeah, I think, you know, the mindset in here has to be comfortable in uncomfortable situations, right? I think we're going to be in a lot of these games this year, and we have to find a way to have our details and everything else allow us to get the win, right? Not have to go the other way. And you know, so far it hasn't broke that way for us. So we have to, you know, be a little bit more understanding in our game and how to finish out games, and then how to get the next one, right? And then that's a big thing of learning to win in this league, and we're going through that. But it's like you said, I'm not a moral victory guy, but there is a stepping stones here, and I'm encouraged by some things I see. But now it's the details and the habits to win that game.
I was gonna say, you got 1 point in three games. That's not good, but you look more competitive. You look faster. Does it feel that way out there?
Yeah, it does, and that's the hard part, right? We're reality and results based, and you know, so I'm encouraged by what I see, but at the end of the day, we need to find a way to get wins, right? That's how you learn as well, to be in tight games and, okay, what did I do to get that win? As opposed to right now, we seem to be giving them away. And, you know, it's early in the season, so there's no panic, but it's, you know, it's on all of us, the pride that we have to play the right way and get this done when we need to.
You've always been a pretty positive guy. Is this as positive as have you been going into a season on this team, in this franchise?
Yeah, I am, yeah. I'm encouraged by what I see. I really am. I mean, I think there's a different mindset in this group. So it's disappointing we haven't gotten results, but that's how hard it is to win this league. You have to have the mindset of understanding that, not just being okay with being in the game. You gotta find a way to step on their throats, for lack of a better word, and find a way to get that done like they did tonight, right? So that mentality has to now shift from, hey, we're becoming a good team, to, no, we are a good team, and we have to believe that and put it into our practice.
Good to see Renzel again, his first.
Yeah, you're thrilled. I mean, it always brings you back to yours, and you know, he's playing great for us, big minutes, and he's learning as he goes. But to see him score that, I think it just gives him a ton of confidence, and we need him feeling good. He's a great player for us, and he's going to be a big time player for us.
How do you guys kind of avoid getting deflated after three close losses?
Well, I just think with the youth, sometimes that's the best part, right? It's quick memories, and guys are excited to come back to the rink and get better. And then that's the beautiful thing about our team, is we have an understanding that every day we have an opportunity to get better. And so that's the mindset, is just knowing that we have to find a way to get it done now on Monday and make sure our fans feel good about our game. And we did a lot of good things tonight, but didn't get the job done. So it's that mentality, that little attitude snarl that we have to come back with. And we're growing into that team.
Do you say anything to Lefkoff after being sat tonight?
There's conversations we'll have. I mean, it's part of growing and maturing as a player, right? And, you know, we obviously know he's a great player, but he's got to learn the pro side of it as well. And, you know, it's something that I'm sure he'll remember and continue to get better from.
All right, that was Blackhawks captain Nick Foligno. Penalties was the story in this 3-2 loss to Montreal for Chicago. We got one more break to get to, and then we're going to wrap up the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show on 720 WGN. Back here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, it's time now for a Blackhawks prospects update. Let's check in on our next generation of players. Sponsored by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. I know Jack did an update on him a couple nights ago for the postgame show, but we're going to highlight him again. Vaclav Nestrosil, the number 25 overall pick by the Blackhawks in June, scored his first hat trick in college yesterday for UMass, and he did so by the end of the second period. So it was a full third period to play, and he already had a hat trick. He is off to a terrific start for UMass. He's still searching for the first assist of the year, but he does have 4 goals in his first 3 games. So a really nice start to his collegiate season. Vaclav Nestrosil, 6'6", power forward for the Blackhawks. And finally, it's time for our next game preview, which is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Hawks are going to be back here at the United Center on Monday night It's back to a regular 7:30 p.m. puck drop start against the Utah Mammoth, formerly the Utah Hockey Club. So they changed their name, changed their logo. We'll see how their team looks. I'm currently looking at their score. They're down 2-1 as we record this with 9.5 minutes left in the third period to the Nashville Predators. They dropped their opener against Colorado 2-1. And so if you're Chicago, they're looking to get a bad taste out of their mouth against Montreal tonight because they spent way too much time in the penalty box. Some borderline ticky-tacky calls for sure, but Hawks do not want to use that as an excuse, and hopefully it is not an excuse as they go into Monday night's game trying to bounce back and get their first win of the season against the Utah Mammoth. We will see you on Monday night. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Sitco. Score savings on every fill-up with Club Sitco. Download the app now to start saving. United Airlines, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, and Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Big thanks to our on-site reporter, the one and only Jack Heinrich, and our production crew flying solo today, Sammy Martino. They were led by our engineers, the Hall of Famer Paul Zerang here at the United Center, and our captain, Krista Flores, back at the station. For John Weideman and Steve Conroyd, who filled in for Troy Murray and brought you the call, I'm Charlie Romeliotis, signing off after a 3-2 Blackhawks loss to the Montreal Canadiens. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you on Monday night from the UC.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks Hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN, streaming on WGNRadio.com, and through your smartphone with the WGN app.